T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good afternoon, Evan. How are you today, Ken?
Excellent today. I'm doing excellent today, Chris.
Yeah, you know, this happens every single year. And every single year I sit back and I say to myself, there they go at it again. All those crying pansies. You know, the sensitive, insecure sports fan. The guy or gal that probably spent a lot of time playing Dungeons and Dragons in their basement because nobody wanted to come over.
Are you talking
and play
to
with
me
Billy.
Right now?
No, I'm
oh,
not.
Oh, good, good, okay.
I mean, am I?
I don't know.
I'm about to find out. Well, did you play Dungeons and Dragons
as
a kid?
I never, ever, 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 ever played Dungeons and Dragons.
Were you a big Strat-O-Matic baseball guy?
I was not, no.
The card says, yeah, 6-4-3, that's a double.
I played baseball video games. I scored a ton of games. That's the geekiest thing I did. And
that's
I watched a lot of baseball.
That's all right.
That's what I did.
This whole, it pains me to even bring it up sometimes.
What's the matter?
So I want to be clear the manner in which we're bringing this up. We are not bringing this up because Evan and I want to have a discussion with you on the merits of who should get in or should not get in. Boring. Nobody got in. I think that's stupid, but that's just me. It's the other side of this that always rankles me a little bit. The reaction of people, of broadcasters, of talk show hosts, of columnists, of writers, and yes, of fans. Because we're New Yorkers, are we not?
Yes.
What legitimate emotional or passionate connection do we have to whether or not Curt Schilling, for example, gets into the Hall of Fame? I don't care one iota in my personal life if Curt Schilling gets in or doesn't get in. I enjoyed watching him play. And that's it. Doesn't change my life for your life one bit. But the constant moaning and groaning and complaining and bitching and bellyaching about the system, about the agenda some people have, give it a rest. There's got to be something else in your life that's important enough for you not to lose sleep over, I can't believe that 71% of the voters liked him and he didn't get in. No? Am I wrong? When you went home last night, did you and your buddies or your wife have a conversation about, well, you know, that damn Barry Bonds isn't in the Hall of Fame again.
But I will admit something to you.
I couldn't eat dinner tonight.
And I will admit something to you. And be careful, because I love my dad. I don't want you to make fun of him too much.
Oh, don't set me up
but
like
my
that.
My dad, not that he's thinking about this in March or April or May, but after one of the Hall of Fame votes was so ticked off, he called up the Hall of Fame and told me he had a half-hour discussion with Jeff Idelson, which I got to tell you,
Tell people who Jeff Idelson is.
He, like, runs the Hall of Fame.
All right.
And my dad was complaining about the writers, saying, why did they get to hold the keys to the Hall of Fame? Actually something you agree with.
Yes, I do agree with that.
Here's where you're right.
Especially writers that don't cover the sport, like Andrew Marchand, like Brian Costello. I don't think Larry Brooks covers baseball anymore. I think it's the Ranger beat reporter. To me, that makes no sense, but go ahead.
Right, and I think that's where we all agree, that it should be more open to other people casting a vote. But here's the way I feel about it, and I think it's the way my dad feels about it. Maybe it's a lot of people out there. In the moment, on the day they announce the voting, I have an opinion, just like we all do. So I care that day. But when the day goes by and the Hall of Fame makes a mistake that I don't agree with, of course my life moves on. I'm not going to lose sleep over the fact that Barry Bonds isn't in the Hall of Fame.
Right.
No, I slept great last night. I had a great night last night. In fact, I was excited that Amy and Jonah finally did it in Superstore. I finally got to that moment. And you know how they did it? They were caught on camera making love. So the whole store finally saw Amy and Jonah hook up. Bottom line is, that's a show I'm binging with my wife.
Fair enough.
So was what was on my mind last night more than Barry Bonds and his gigantic head.
You've grown so much
Thank you.
Since we first met. What a great moment that Evan Roberts did not go home and worry about whether or not Curt Schilling's going to get the votes or get his name taken off the ballot or Barry Bonds. No. He's watching people make love on video cameras.
Yeah.
On Superstar.
It was a well-recorded scene, by the way. It was hot.
Great.
I got to tell you.
Well, good for you.
Well,
I'm so proud of you. Like a little grasshopper. Yes. The little grasshopper has grown.
Ask me if you care. Evan, do you care that Barry Bonds isn't in the Hall of Fame? I do care.
Why?
Because he deserves it.
Like, I think he's a Hall of Famer, but I don't care.
Well, you do care.
I don't.
No, you do, because...
The only thing that bothers me are these sanctimonious D-bags who think that the sun rises and sets based on their opinions of baseball. They think they're better than other people, and they're not. And it's just,
If you had a ballot, would you vote?
If I was blessed with the opportunity, which I should not have,
I shouldn't have. I did a little research last night after I watched Amy and Jenna do it in Superstar.
I don't deserve to have a ballot. No.
Well, I did a little research.
Yeah.
The first year that I started handing out ballots at WFAN, Craig Carton did get a ballot. Craig Carton did fill out a ballot.
I have no recollection of that.
Well, you filled it out. I know who you voted for.
Is that right? Because Al Dukes and I talked about this offline, I think, yesterday.
Yeah, what else? Eh?
And he said he filled it out once solely to put the steroid people in.
Yeah, no, I assume he did that.
I don't know.
Well,
I don't remember.
You filled one out, too.
I did.
And I have no issue with your ballot.
Good.
But that's the thing. Like, I look at the Hall of Fame this
way.
Well,
I'm a company guy. Like, someone in the company is doing something that we're all participating in. Frankly, I was upset that I wasn't given the ballot, but I guess I was.
I gave you the ballot.
I was upset when I think it was your producer, Ernie, once did the March Madness thing, which I no longer participate in, and didn't give me one to participate in.
That must have been an oversight.
No, it wasn't an oversight. It was done on purpose.
Well, then why were you given a Hall of Fame ballot? Because I went back. I did the research.
I have no idea.
The Evan Roberts Twitter account, who does research on finding the lost tapes of Craig Carton saying things on the Fan, helped me find the lost ballot.
Okay.
And I saw your ballot.
Who did I vote for?
You voted for Barry Bonds.
Of course I did. It belongs in the Hall of Fame.
You voted for Roger Clemens.
Belongs in the Hall of Fame.
And that was it.
Probably the only two worthy candidates at the time.
I mean, the rest of the ballot was a mess, but you did vote for Bonds and Clemens. And look, in the moment, you care. I'm going to that Barry Bonds didn't get in. I think he should be in. What's the hypocrisy in that, Craig?
I did not care.
You did. You voted.
There was something that you were doing that was important to you.
Oh, now you're being sweet.
So being a team player, I said, let me participate because it is important to my friend at work.
Thank you.
A coworker, a colleague. You could have handed me which character on Lost, which is probably about the time frame we're talking about, do I hope, gets off the island safely? I would have participated.
Yeah.
Because I'm that kind of guy.
Did you watch Lost, by the way?
I did. I saw the premiere. And I lost interest in it very quickly.
Yeah, I figured. I don't take you as a Lost kind of guy. I've watched Lost. I was behind. I binged it. I caught up. It was one of those shows. Now you got me off on a tangent. It was one of those shows that had so much promise. You know what Lost reminds me of? Bill Pulsifer, Paul Wilson, and Jason Isringhausen. All this promise as the big three young guns. And then by season four, it's like, what the hell's going on? And then the way it ended was a disaster. I mean, it was just, they couldn't have written a worse ending. But anyhow, the point is, when you filled out that ballot,
it made you happy.
No, it made you happy.
It didn't make me happy.
Yes, it did. You felt powerful.
Nah, I felt like I was doing a good thing for a coworker. Now, I will tell you what does make me feel some sort of way today.
What's that?
There's a story that's brewing out there
that
I recognize I may not be accurate on. I want to just be very clear about that from jump. So before you guys all go crazy on Twitter, I am not reporting anything. I am not claiming anything.
Uh-oh.
I am not saying that what I'm about to tell you is factual. I'm here to tell you what I'm about to tell you is probably not factual.
I love the way you set that up.
But when I read certain things and I'm privy to information we are all privy to, if you do enough homework and research and care enough about your job to have things to talk about for a living, when your job is to talk about things for a living,
what you got?
You come across things.
Yeah.
So I came across something over the last 24 hours, which made me say, as the great Arsenio Hall once said, And that's how I reacted to it. Now, I am not a fan of the New York Giants. I'm a Jet fan, as you are.
Mm-hmm.
The only Giant fan in the near vicinity of us where we sit right now is Big Mac, because I believe Tommy doesn't like football. Do you like football? I don't even know.
I love football.
What's your favorite team?
Giants.
Oh, so I got two Giant
You've
fans.
You've asked him that question 12 times
I must
now.
Not have listened to him when he answered, so I apologize for not caring about your answer.
That's okay.
Did he answer the question this time?
I think he did. I think he's a Giants
he's
fan.
He's a Giant fan?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
So I, you know, every day, Tommy, as I've requested that he do, produces a show sheet of stuff. And we do that because every now and then, Evan and I might miss something. And you just want to be sure that nothing is brewing that we miss. Because that's my biggest fear, that we do a show and people are like, how did you guys not discuss blank?
Right.
Right? Not on his show sheet. Okay? He's close, though, but not on the sheet.
Okay.
So on Tommy's show sheet today, it says that Eli Manning told the Post he met Daniel Jones for lunch last week.
Right.
Now, you got to love that story.
Yeah.
Because he cares enough to still be a mentor to Daniel Jones. Here's the part of the story he did not mention.
What's that?
Eli Manning went to the Giants facility. Eli Manning met with a bunch of the coaches that run hand.
Right.
Eli Manning met with John Mara.
Yes.
The owner of the New York Giants.
Yes.
Yes.
Eli Manning is home with, I think, three young children.
Yes.
I believe, right?
Okay.
One, two, three. As you guys are now figuring out, that's a lot of work. A
lot of work.
Some guys I know
work, man.
Love getting in the car and going to their jobs.
Yes.
Because it's an escape from the mayhem.
Now, I'm clearly,
that is three young children.
I am not one of those guys with two young children. I take no joy in leaving. It's difficult to leave every day.
Wink, wink, wadadoodle.
No, there's no winks.
Yeah.
Well,
wink, wink.
No
okay?
winks. Go ahead. No winks.
You're a diehard Giant fan.
Yeah.
You're not sure if Danny Jones yet is going to be your franchise quarterback.
Where are you going?
Eli Manning retired a healthy man.
Yeah.
Eli Manning has now had his full fill. Phil? Phil. Yeah, full of
his
Phil.
Complete fill.
Phil.
Yeah.
He has had his fill of, okay, this is cool. I'm a stay-at-home dad. I go out to the local deli and buy sandwiches and dress my kids up like Giants players and watch games on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I do the laundry. I take out the trash.
Yep.
I get on all fours and let the kids climb on me. I play blocks. I read Goodnight Moon to the little ones. And there comes a point for every man where that gets, frankly, let's just be honest about it. Ugh. Not another day
I thought you were going to say it gets old, not
And I know that comes, I don't want that to be thought of as sexist. I don't mean it to be sexist. But as a man with testosterone pummeling through your system, there comes a point where you long for the locker room.
Mm-hmm.
You long for guys' night out. And during COVID, there is no guys' night out.
Right.
You want him back or not?
No.
Excuse me?
No.
You don't want him back?
No.
You're not a Giant fan?
I'm a football fan who watches.
You ready?
No.
You ready for Eli Manning to make his return, Big Mac, or no?
As the quarterback of the team?
No, as a cheerleader for the team.
No. I would
Eli Manning's
be more
coming
into
back
that.
To play for the New York Giants.
The, parking lot. Yeah.
How about that?
I think we've seen enough of Eli.
You've seen enough of Eli Manning.
Yeah, I think so. Listen, it was a great journey, but... Yeah.
Oh, so you're done with Eli Manning, the greatest quarterback your franchise has ever had.
9-27. Do you know what that means?
He's recharged his batteries.
Do you know what that means?
He's healthy. He's ready to go. He wants to come back and help. You're saying no.
Whatever. No! Do you know what 9-27 means?
That's his record over the last 36 games he played.
Yes. Why would you want him back?
Why wouldn't you want him back?
It's over.
Are you sure it's over?
Yes.
Eli Manning's got the juices flowing. You can sense it.
You know where he can go? The
CFL. You can sense it.
XFL, CFL, UFL, BFL, DFL. Not the NFL. Not the Giants. Over.
What about the fantasy controlled football league that's coming out this year? The FCFL.
There you go.
You want him back, Tommy? Did you say you were a Giants fan?
I am a Giants fan. I don't want Eli back. Wow. I just have a quick question, though, about the show sheet.
Yeah.
I put this on the show sheet.
No, you didn't.
I did.
You said Eli Manning told the Post he met Daniel Jones for lunch this week.
No, underneath
there
that.
There you go. That's what I read.
Underneath that? I didn't write.
What'd you write underneath that?
I wrote, Gary Myers reports that Eli spoke and visited with John Mara last week, expressing interest in a role with the team. They are going to carve something out.
So it's on the show sheet. There you go. See? That's why we have each other's back. We cover this stuff. Carve out a role with the team.
Yes.
The juices are flowing.
Craig, I'll give you a compromise.
All right.
I'll give you a compromise.
Backup quarterback?
Absolutely. No issue with that. But the future is not him.
He can't be the backup here. Here's why.
Why?
Because as soon as Daniel Jones has a 3-interception game,
no.
Everyone and their mother's going to be yelling, we want Eli.
Not really.
We want Eli. We want Eli.
Look, the real reason he can't come back is because he's not good at football anymore.
How do we know that?
Because we watched him the last 3 years.
But now he's rejuvenated.
It was always uncomfortable ripping Eli because he won 2 Super Bowls, and in my opinion, he's a Hall of Fame quarterback. Right. So it's easier to kind of say it now that a year and a half has rolled by.
Yeah.
He wasn't good at football anymore, Craig. Like, I can't be any more blunt. He wasn't good. It was over. It was time to say, thanks for the memories. Mm. Gotta go. I'm out.
Okay.
That was the reality of
watch,
it.
Watch what starts to happen.
What?
I agree with you.
Oh,
I don't
you
think
do?
I told you. I don't think Eli Manning should ever play football again.
Right.
But I know what he's going through. Because every man that is lucky enough to either retire early mm-hmm. or be in a position where he's now at home with the little children's running around, comes a point where they don't want to be home with the little children's running around. It happens. It sucks. But it's human nature.
It also makes it more difficult because it was this COVID year where, like you said, you couldn't go anywhere. So
that's
you went
right.
from, hey, I'm a football player to I'm not a football player. And oh, by the way, I can't go anywhere.
Yeah.
I understand that adjustment.
Just putting it out there. Just letting you let that marinate a little
What's
bit.
What's marinating exactly?
Eli Manning in the building? Let me tell you
he
something.
He could be a coach if he wants.
Now, Eli's lost like 50 pounds, it looks
yeah,
like.
Yeah, he looks
he
very
looks
skinny.
Frail almost. So he's got to have to put some weight back on and start hitting the gym and going to Vertucci's or whatever the place is that Tiki goes to in Jersey where they make you, you know, push cattle and all that crap. But I'm telling you, I know what he's going through. If you, every man, if you're a father of young children, mm-hmm. here's what I'd like you to do, if you don't mind. Consider calling us right now. I don't care what you do for a living. You are the father of young kids, and you've been hold out at home for the last umpteen months.
It ain't easy.
With your children.
Yeah.
As much as you love them and would truly take a bullet for them, and you love your wife and would take a bullet for her, just let us know if you get it, if you can relate.
Oh, no, I get it. I get it.
Yeah.
See, here's the problem. It's very uncomfortable, but it's the truth. Tiki Barber, who you just mentioned, tried to make a comeback. It failed miserably. It was sad, but no one was interested. If Eli Manning tried to make a comeback, let's just say he's like, man, I can't do this anymore. I missed the game. It would be so uncomfortable, but the reality is the Giants would say, yeah, we're good.
Let me give you an example.
Oh, all right.
Thanks, give you an
thanks
example.
Eli. Appreciate it.
I'm going to give you an example.
Sure.
Hey, Big Mac. How far from here do you live?
It's about 65 miles, 70 miles.
So by as the crow flies, it's one thing.
As the crows fly, yeah.
As when you get in your car, how long does it take you to get here?
About an hour and a half, hour and 40 minutes.
Yeah, you love your kids, though, don't you?
Of course I love my
kids. And when you get in that car, what's it like when the door closes?
It's not the worst moment of my day.
He doesn't know how to say it. Checks for construction on his route, so he can go, honey,
you know. He doesn't know how to say
it. That's the nicest way you could have possibly said that. It ain't the worst moment of my day. And when you're driving home.
Yes.
How's that feel?
Oh, it feels great.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to getting home. Most of the time, the kids are asleep.
Well, that's the other thing.
That's right.
And I understand that. There's a peace when you're in the car. I totally understand that.
Yes.
But here's the thing. So when I was doing shows at home and there was no way, like I did a show, but I was at home.
Yes.
If I wanted to come back to work and I called up the bosses and said, you got to get me back to work. Probably wouldn't have happened right away, but it was going to happen. The problem is the Giants would have to say no to one of their all-time greats.
Yeah.
They'd have to insult him because he's done. And it'd be sad. The whole thing is sad when you're a great player or you're a very good player and that team has to tell you we... And the Giants took way too long with him anyway. So if Eli truly has that feeling, that emotion, I understand
all
that.
This is all I'm saying.
They'd have to say no to him, Chris.
All I'm saying is every guy can relate to the fact that he wants to go back to work. That's all I'm saying.
I understand that.
And I want to be clear how did I set this up?
You were very classy about it.
I told you it's not happening.
Right.
I told you there's no information. I told you I know I'm wrong, but I can get it. We can all understand exactly why Eli suddenly wants to go back to work.
But don't you think...
He's done.
But don't you think...
No more FAN.
There's a mix in his brain.
Same thing.
That says, I miss the locker room.
Sure.
I miss Sundays. I miss being out of the house. But what I don't miss is the training. I don't miss the tape.
I don't know.
I don't miss all of the other stuff that goes along with being a quarterback.
Daddy, will
in
you
the
play
league?
Shoots and ladders with me again, Daddy? Daddy, can we play shoots and ladders again, Daddy? Daddy, shoots and ladders, Daddy. Daddy, shoots and ladders. Daddy, can we play shoots and ladders, Daddy? Daddy, you said we could play shoots and ladders, Daddy. Daddy, Daddy, look at this, Daddy.
You're actually reminding
Daddy, look
me of this morning, right now, Craig.
Daddy, look at this, Daddy. Daddy, I'm over here, Daddy.
I know.
Look at this, Daddy.
This was 8
Daddy,
a.m.
look
in
at
my
this,
house.
Daddy. Do you, Daddy, are we gonna play shoots and ladders again, Daddy? Daddy, are we gonna? Daddy, Daddy, okay, Daddy, Daddy, look at this. Look at this. My belly button, Daddy. Look, I have a belly button, Daddy. Daddy, can we play shoots and ladders again, Daddy?
Were you in my house this morning? It wasn't shoots and ladders, but it was close.
Yeah, I've lived it. We've all lived it. I know the story.
Can we wrestle, Dad? Let's wrestle. Let's wrestle. I'll be Hulk Hogan. You'll be The Rock. Let's wrestle. Let's wrestle. And wrestling's tough. I got a bad back, Craig. It ain't easy.
You have a
I
bad love back?
I got hit from by a taxi. You knew that. That's like Loogie being a Giant fan to you.
He's a Giants fan?
Or putting stuff on the sheet. There you go.
Well, listen. We got that. And we got a lot of stuff to get to today. We'll get to this. I don't know why people, I guess it's Steve Cohen's fault because he put it on Twitter. I guess we can walk you through that whole thing. It's like such a non-story when it comes to the New York Mets. I'm not sure why people have a tough time understanding why Steve Cohen bailing out another hedge fund that made a bad investment in GameStop has any impact on the Mets. Like, I just don't understand why that's so difficult for people to understand. It's such a non-story. I mean, the real story today is Eli Manning's coming back to the Giants.
And you know what the other real story is?
How do you not decipher what the real story is today?
You missed the other big story.
I didn't miss it. It's on my sheet.
It's not even on the sheet.
Yeah,
you ready for the story
that
you missed?
It's on my sheet.
And I'm surprised you wouldn't hit on it.
What's that? That's a sheet.
Yeah.
The story you have is on my sheet.
I don't see it.
Good. Third down. Good.
As somebody who loves to talk about the greatness of Brian Cashman, can we all bow down to this brilliant Darren O'Day signing? That's a signing, Craig.
Yes.
You trade Adam Ottavino, and you replace him with a guy making $1.7 million, who I am biased to. I'm a big O'Day guy.
Yes.
Not going to get into the reasons.
Day-o.
I'm a big O'Day guy. It's kind of backwards, but close.
O'Day.
There you go.
O'Day.
I love it. Nice O'Day. Little under-the-radar signing by Cash Money.
O'Day.
And it didn't cost a lot of money.
Which version of that do you prefer, by the way? Do you prefer the Freddie Mercury version or like the Jamaican type song version?
Jamaican type song version.
You don't like the Freddie Mercury version?
I like that you asked me a question. I'm giving you the answer.
But do you know both?
I know both. I like the Jamaican version.
You do?
Yeah.
How do you? Let me hear you do it.
I can't do it.
You could do it.
Day-o, be day-o. Daylight come and me wanna go home.
Now that's the Jamaican version.
That's what I just said.
Yes. The other version, which is not even that song.
I don't even think I know the other version now that you mention it.
Wembley Stadium, Live Aid.
Yeah, I don't know it now that you mentioned it.
You don't know that? Freddie Mercury? Big Mac.
I know Freddie Mercury, I just don't know
that
part.
He was the lead singer of Queen.
I know that part.
Which, you know.
I get that part.
They're a huge band back in the day. He died, unfortunately, of HIV.
Yeah, no,
but he was one of the most brilliant singers of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Big Mac, let him know how the Freddie Mercury version goes.
Stumped
him. Yeah, it's not really like the version. He just kind of does it to warm up the crowd.
Yeah,
it's kinda,
how's it go?
I don't remember exactly, but it's like, oh, I don't know. I'm a little bit of a
pretty good.
Yeah, something like that.
That's so much better.
That's terrible.
Yeah. No. You never saw the movie Bohemian Rhapsody, did you?
No.
Oh, put it on your list.
Okay.
Put it on the Evan Roberts movie list.
I'm still
brilliant.
Listen, right now, we're just binge-watching Superstore, man. That show's rocking.
All right. Listen, we got lots to do today. 877-337-6666. That is the number to join us. The giveaway today at 5 o'clock is the Team Boomer rubber wristband, which is being brought into me concurrently as I speak. Oh, it's brand new, too. A Fighting Cystic Fibrosis Team Boomer wristband.
Nice.
So that's the giveaway at 5 o'clock today.
Nice.
We will get all your calls. We even have a COVID-19 update for you and a new type of swab that may or may not interest you. We'll explain it to you a little bit later on in the show when most kids are napping. But we will get that to you.
Well said.
At some point.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan, WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
Brian at Crestwood Motors. Brian, what do you got today, buddy?
What's up, pal? How you doing?
Doing good. What's up with you?
I just wanted to wish you the best of luck. Hope everything works out great for you there.
Thank you.
I'm very happy for you. When we both knew that day when I bought both of those cars, the truck and the Camaro, you were going to be back fast. You were like a jet going right back. And I'm very, very happy for you and your family.
Thank you, and thank you for your kindness back in the day as well. I do appreciate that very much.
I know your face was hurting back then, and I'm really, really happy for you and your family. You're back rocking and rolling again.
Thanks.
I just want to say, hey, great job. Fantastic. Best of luck.
There you go. See, there are good people in the world, Evan. There are kind-hearted people in the world.
I know that.
Not everyone has a black tar heart like Richard Katz in Larchmont, New York, or Michael Katz in Larchmont, New York. Hey, Bri, I'll hit you up tomorrow, buddy. But I appreciate you reaching out and saying hi. Good man there. Yes, nice guy.
No, I think most
There's
humans
good
are,
people in the world.
I think most humans are good, believe it or not.
I think we're
good people
in the world.
Good people in this world. Yes.
I got this one guy sending me letters who sends me letters with addendums on them in different colors. How about that?
That's commitment.
Yeah, let's see. Your show is a mess. You could have worked in the Trump administration.
As what? What were you doing in the administration?
Let's see.
Ambassador to the UK?
Ambassador. I'd like to be an ambassador. Yeah, my kids asked me last night, if Chris Christie becomes president, will I be an ambassador?
Would you want him to give you a job in the administration?
What does it pay?
Is that really what it's about?
Yes.
I think a lot of government jobs may take a pay cut. I don't know if it pays
well,
that well.
The answer is no.
The money you make is after you get out of the government job.
Tell
That's
what,
when you make the money.
I'd take 150 grand, which would not be a pay cut. I want to be the ambassador to Italy.
Why? So you could live in Italy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Spain, Portugal. Yeah. That because what do you do as an ambassador to those countries?
Probably just hang
you
out.
You eat and drink and
chill.
You shake hands.
Especially when it's an ally. You're just hanging out with an ally.
Hey, do me a favor. Will you call Governor Christie up real quick and just ask him if he would appoint me as a ambassador if he, I don't even know if he's running for president.
Nah, he's
but
running.
But if he did run and became president, I'd like to be an ambassador.
So what happens to the show? We're done? That's it? It's over?
No, I'll do the show from there.
Really?
Yeah, why
You're
not?
You're going to do a New York sports talk show from Italy?
I got the internet. I'm all good. We did a show from Ireland once. Didn't miss a beat.
Do I have to come to Italy with you? Or
only
can I
if
stay
you
here?
Want to. You have kids and a family.
Yeah,
no problem.
Thank you. All right.
I mean, you've done the show from home because of COVID.
That's true.
So I'll just do the show from, I don't know, Italy. Maybe Spain's better.
You prefer Spain now?
Where is there less strife in the world? Italy seems like a place that has no drama.
Right.
Doesn't Italy seem like drama-free?
Switzerland. There you go.
That's not for me.
Why?
Too cold.
Too cold?
Yeah, like if I'm going to another country to live for 4 years, or maybe even eight if he got reelected,
mm-hmm.
I'd like to be in a place where, how about this? Why don't I just be the ambassador to Hawaii? Why don't we just do that? It's warm there.
That I may go with you on.
That'd be a good thing to do,
Let's
right?
go. Let's be the ambassador to a state. I like it.
We'll take the show to Hawaii. We'll all do it from Hawaii.
Yeah, we can do that. You need your passports and all that stuff. But once we get all that cleared, I don't see why you guys couldn't come with those as you please.
Enhanced license. You need your enhanced. Have you heard about this?
The problem is we can't drive to Hawaii, though.
Why not?
There's a bridge. You could drive.
There's a bridge to Hawaii?
Yeah.
There's a bridge. Yeah.
You should know that.
Come on.
You should know that.
Is it the bridge to Terabithia?
It's the I Think I Want to Lay
You're
a Bridge.
You're such an incredible idiot.
Why, Governor Christie, is that nice to call your best friend an idiot? I don't believe that it is.
If you're his best friend, how come you haven't had this conversation before?
Your point is nonsensical.
He ran a few years ago. You weren't talking to him in 2016.
He didn't win the nomination. It was a pointless conversation.
I understand that, but as he was gearing up, you didn't say, hey, listen, I want to be the ambassador to the UK.
We did talk about having a fantasy football draft from the Oval Office.
That'd be something.
We did discuss that.
Nice.
Yeah. And then he said, probably not the Oval Office, but what's the Rose Garden?
Oh.
He said we could do it from the Rose Garden because it'll still be late August.
Right, right.
It'll be beautiful back there.
That's cool.
And we could do it from there.
Will he take you to Camp David? That's the one. Isn't that the number one thing you'd want to see if you're chilling with the president to
Camp
check
David?
Out Camp David?
I heard it's unimpressive.
Well, you haven't seen it, though.
I'll tell you what I've heard.
From
I heard
who?
It's I've just heard from people.
Well, who have you heard it from?
I've heard that people claim Cam David is not as impressive as you think it should be.
But here's the problem. Who said that?
People.
Because the people depend on that answer. Maybe that person who saw it is used to something different, so they looked at Cam David and said, it's not that good. It's all about perspective, Craig.
Yes, I think we have this notion that Cam David's this, like, 50-acre... awesome, like, mansion with a wraparound front, you know, southern porch, right?
Yeah.
A basketball court, a swimming pool. I don't think it's that.
So what is it?
I have no idea. I've never been there.
That's why you got to go there.
I mean, could you find it on a map even? It's in Maine,
I don't think so, man. It's in
Isn't
Maryland.
Isn't it near, like, Kennebunkport?
Isn't it in Maryland? I don't think it's near Kennebunkport.
Cam David?
Yeah.
I have no idea where it is.
Virginia,
I should, right?
Maryland?
That makes me a bad American not knowing where Cam David is?
Yeah, I was right. It's Maryland.
Do you know who it's named after?
David Eisenhower.
Dwight. David Eisenhower.
Please. No, it's named Dwight Eisenhower, named it after David Eisenhower.
Dwight David Eisenhower, if I'm not mistaken. Who was David Eisenhower's son?
David Eisenhower, I think, was the grandson of Dwight Eisenhower, yeah.
There you go.
Do you know David Eisenhower married Richard Nixon's daughter? How about that kind of political
romance?
That
seems incestuous a little bit.
Well, let me listen.
Here's Mike in Cream Ridge, New Jersey. Michael, what's on your mind today?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Doing good, baby. What's up?
Well, you guys are talking about Eli Manning coming back. I was thinking, like, quarterback coach for Daniel Jones. I mean, I think that would be a killer combination. What do you guys think?
Well, they were specific to say that he's not going to be a coach. So I eliminated coaching from my possible list of things he would do.
Well, hold on. Why would he not want to coach?
I'm just telling you what I read.
Yeah, but I'm asking you, why do you think he wouldn't coach?
I think because coaching is...
What?
Some guys don't like coaching. You know, maybe he coached his kids in T-ball and hated it.
Right, but that's
and
a little different.
Now I got to coach grown babies? No, thank you. I want no part of that. Here is Dave understands what I'm talking about. Dave's in Fairview. Dave, good afternoon.
Craigie, what's going on, bro?
What's up with you, buddy?
Listen, he just 100% wants to get out of the house, Eli. 100%.
I agree. That was the whole thesis that we put together here today.
100%. I'm stuck with my two kids. COVID made it like 10,000 times worse. It's
right.
Unbelievable.
Now, are you a single dad?
I'm a single dad. I retired 3 years ago.
Okay.
And it's tough. I have an 18-year-old and a 12-year-old boys.
Okay, well, at least, like, you know, I mean, you don't have to watch over them like Evan has to watch over a 4-year-old and an infant.
Yeah, a little different.
You know.
My 12-year-old, though, he has ADHD, so got he's it. Got my, you know what.
I got you. I got you. So that's when you put the 18-year-old to work. Now, you retired young, so hopefully you have at least a nice small backyard. Send those kids out back. Give them an axe. Tell them to start chopping wood.
Oh, it's crazy, bro. Especially when they don't get along. When they don't get along, it makes it even worse.
See, that's the thing I'm fearing right now. With a 4-year-old and an infant, there's none of that fighting that you got to break up.
No, it'll happen.
But that's going to happen
3-4 years from now.
No, I know, and that's going to be another thing. You got to be a referee in the middle of fights. But COVID does make it worse because you don't have that ability to at least get out and do something with it.
Eli Manning wants to be out of his house in the worst possible way.
Not bad enough to coach.
And I'll tell you what.
Not enough to coach.
And now that I'm thinking about it, there are so many obvious points over the last 6 months where I think my point can be defended even more.
Why is that?
Eli Manning has done a lot of what over the course of this football season?
Tweeting.
A lot of tweeting, but go one step further, go deeper.
Tweeting about football.
And?
Tweeting about his kids.
And
tweeting about getting out of the house.
How many times over the last 4 months of this football season has Eli Manning done the, I'll run to the deli, honey, no problem, during the 1 o'clock games and taking pictures of, you know, the Jewish sloppy Joe sandwich at this deli or that deli? Nowhere near his home, by the way. Right? I've seen a lot of those photographs. You know, the kids dressed up as giant players, so cute, great, you know, family man, all that good stuff. But there does come a point when even the great Eli Manning, who spent, let's be honest, you know, the first umpteen years of his kids' lives having a place to go. So whenever daddy got home, it was fun. Mommy did all the work. Daddy comes home, play, play, play. Kids go to bed. Daddy's got to get up early, go to the office, learn the playbook for the next game. Mommy's doing all the work. Daddy comes home, play, 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 kids go to bed. But not anymore. Not anymore. Now it's, oh, Daddy's home? Okay, time to engage. No,
I know.
That's right.
I know
right.
full well.
And listen, and Eli can't use the excuse of, I'm going to see Cooper's kid play high school football. You're not allowed to go to the games.
Right.
COVID.
There's only one thing he can
no,
truly
do. No, there's no appearances. There's no working out in gyms. The man is home. He's locked in his home. He's putting out signals. Someone save me. I'm eating another Jewish hoagie, grinder, hero, submarine. I need help.
Will NBC or CBS make him a contract offer, at least get him out of the house for 17 weeks a year?
Doesn't seem like it.
Seems like
Philip Rivers has a job. Drew Brees has a job. His brother has a job.
Everybody but him.
His other brother, Cooper, does the thing on Fox.
Right.
Eli Manning's the only unemployed Manning on the planet right now. And I can feel it. He wants out. He needs somewhere to go.
Well, what else can he do?
He goes to the Giants. Honey, I'm
as what?
And it went like this. Honey, you go with the kids for the next couple hours? Of course I am. What's going on? John Mara called. Just want to ask me to come by for a little bit. Is that cool? Oh, what did he want? Don't know. Not quite sure. Can I see your phone? Nope. Can I see the outgoing calls? Nope.
Why is it 7 to John Mara?
Because on Eli Manning's phone right now, there's 19 outgoing calls to the Mara. Giants facility. He called once. Ding. Hello, New York Giants football operations. May I help you? Help me, please. It's Eli Manning. Oh, stop pranking us, click. New York Giants, may I help you? Please help me. It's Eli Manning. Stop pranking us, click. Can you please connect me to John Mara? Who's calling, please? Frank?
Your Eli Manning imitation is terrible. Click. Please work on it, sir.
Click. Click. Finally, the operator at the Giants gets so fed up. She goes, all right, how many interceptions did you throw in 2019? 32. Okay, hi, Eli. How you doing? Poor Eli Manning. I feel bad for him. But I can relate. We can all relate. If you have kids, we can all relate to Eli Manning.
Well,
right,
you know
now.
What the worst part is? I think for him more than us is that most of the jobs we do, we can do it until we're 60, until we're 70.
Well, we're blessed with that, but the average guy can't.
No, no. But if you work in sanitation, you can do it. If you work at a restaurant, you can do it. If you own a restaurant, he plays in the NFL. There's a shelf life for that job that other jobs don't have.
Yeah.
That's it. Like, he can't go back.
I'll never forget. I once made fun of a boss I had because he once told me he had twin boys at home who were maybe like 6 or 7 years old who were nonstop, as, you know, kids are at 6 or 7.
Sure.
So he used to go to the bathroom and would literally just sit in the bathroom. You know, the seat closed.
Yeah.
Just for 20 minutes of, like, peace of mind.
Let me tell you something.
And I didn't have any kids at the time. I'm like, you're a lousy father.
Right.
What do you mean you're hiding from your own children? Blah, 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 blah. Fast forward. We can all appreciate the extra bathroom time.
Well,
we can all appreciate.
Greg, let me tell you something. When I go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
My son follows me.
Well, you gotta
I don't
stop
even
that.
Get.
Yeah, cut the cord.
I've tried, but here's the thing.
Lock the door.
I'm only home. I've tried that, and then I get constant knocking. Dad, 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 dad. I'm like, what? Dad, dad, dad. I'm like, I'm on the toilet. Dad, dad, dad. But the
this
reason
has to stop this behavior.
Here's why I allow it. I'm gonna tell you.
You
why.
You allow that type of insolence?
I allow him to bond with me while I'm on
that's
the toilet.
That's not bonding. That's
because,
sickness.
Hold on a second. I'm only home for about 3.5 to 4 hours before I leave.
You know,
so he wants to maximize the time. I maximize the time, and that includes that secret spot known as the bathroom.
No. I'm sorry. I'm not the world's greatest parent. I know that now, but that's a problem.
Why is that a problem?
Banging on the door, dad, dad,
well,
dad.
Well, he doesn't do it
when you're
that
going
often.
To the bathroom.
That was when I tried to lock it the one time.
No.
Before that, it was simply following me in and saying, I'm going to hang out. And he hangs out. He doesn't bother me, but I'm doing
you
my
do
thing.
You do that, like, with what? Him watching you?
Yeah. He's 4.
There's something going on over there. We gotta.
It's natural to then smell it.
I don't want to call Dyfus yet.
What?
But I'm close to picking up the phone.
He wants to bond with his dad.
Not while daddy's doing number 1 or 2.
So that's the cutoff?
I think there's got to be a cutoff somewhere.
You were the one lecturing me last week. You got to watch the movies with him.
Yeah, and that's what's funny. You sit there while you're watching movies with your kid, and you don't pay attention to the movie, but you have no problem engaging with him while you're dropping the deuce?
Yeah, the smell is not ideal.
That's right.
Well, he doesn't seem to mind it, obviously.
Well, that's a good point. I mean,
it just made me smile when you're talking about, yeah, you could use the bathroom as this period of time to get some alone time. And I'm thinking to myself, nope.
Not in my house.
I don't know what you're talking
about. By the way, Harry Belafonte did the Deo song. And I'm getting a lot of people, some negative feedback on that. So I apologize that everyone got that wrong.
I got that wrong.
Harry Belafonte did the Daylight Come and Me Want
I love
to
that
Go
song.
Home. So.
And that was, of course, in honor of the great signing by Cash Money of Darren O'Day. Good, underrated move by Cash.
877-337-6666. Hey, Tommy, do me a favor. Have CeeLo get me a couple cuts of Deo and of Eli Manning's final press conference with the Giants. Can you have CeeLo do that real quick for me?
CeeLo?
Yeah. He's not here today?
No, I haven't seen him.
I thought he was working today.
I think he was
on
the schedule, too.
Oh, actually, all right. I guess he's... Didn't come in today?
Trying to get a job with us.
All right, so will you do me a favor? Will you get me some Eli Manning sound since CeeLo didn't come in today? 877-337.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
You don't even look like the same guy.
I was thinner.
Much thinner.
Well, there was a much thinner.
Well, you were much thinner.
Much thinner. I'm losing weight.
Are you?
I boxed 9 rounds last night.
That is pretty cool.
I was 1-1-1.
There was a draw involved in your virtual boxing?
It was draw. Pissed me off.
And how do they decide? Like,
I don't know.
There's computer judges that have a scorecard.
How many hits you take, how many hits you land on the guy.
When you get hit in the virtual boxing, what does it feel like?
Well, you're not actually getting hit.
No, I obviously.
Doesn't feel like anything.
They don't give you a vibration?
No, the screen gets blurry because you're dazed. And then you have to protect yourself.
So you can't see anything.
Well, you can see, but you're dazed.
Don't you
think? So gloves up. And then when you clear, pop, go, oh, there goes my ring.
you use your ring so easily, man.
Because I'm losing weight.
Oh, that's why.
I'm 3 pounds away from my first plateau goal.
Oh, nice. Good for you.
Of 210.
And how are you losing weight? By the boxing?
Yeah, man.
Because
I box.
You're certainly not cutting down on the food.
I box. You got to box.
Don't you think, tell me if I'm wrong, because I haven't played this yet. And I want to. I'm interested now in this virtual boxing thing. Don't you think it would be cool that when you get hit, it vibrates a little bit?
No.
Why?
I don't want to get hit.
It's not a real
hit. That's why I'm virtually boxing.
No, look. You're not getting punched in the face, but you're feeling something. It's like when you're playing one of those car games.
But you're not wearing a headgear.
I thought you were wearing the Oculus.
Well, you're wearing the Oculus, yeah. So you think the Oculus should vibrate?
Just vibrate,
that's not a bad idea.
Oh, thank you very much.
That's not a bad idea.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. It's not a bad idea.
I think it would add to the realness of the boxing. That you take a hit. It's not always just a little blurry. You take a little bit of a hit.
By the way, I would still do it. I don't mind that.
No. It adds to the experience.
Yeah.
You're really boxing now.
My wife sent me that photo. That's why you got to take pictures of everything.
Because
you got to document your entire life. You know what I mean?
Did you ever watch a show called Black Mirror?
Did I see Black Mirror? It's very good. I don't know. I saw it. Was that the one with the invisible thing that killed everyone?
It may have been. Every episode is like a different story completely.
Oh, no, then I didn't see it. What was the one on? It was like the biggest thing out, like maybe 4 or 5 months ago. And it was like this unseen, evil kind of energy. And the only way to protect yourself from it was to have your eyes closed. If you saw it.
Huh.
Oh, Bird Box.
Bird Box. That was so stupid.
Sandra Bullock.
It was a Netflix movie.
Netflix, yeah.
Sorry.
Not the same.
Not Black Mirror.
No,
I
Black
apologize.
Mirror was
I saw Bird Box.
That was good.
Black Mirror was like this high-tech sci-fi in the future, but every episode's a different show completely. And there was one episode where you got something in your eye, okay?
Okay.
It records everything you see. So at the end of the day, everything you see, you can go back and have. So when you say you got to take a picture of everything, wouldn't that be kind of cool? It's also a little freaky. It's also a little scary. But wouldn't it be kind of cool if everything you see is recorded. Hence, therefore, I could go back to the first week of January and find the lost tapes of you saying the Jets would never get Deshaun Watson.
If everything you ever laid your eyes on was stored somewhere.
Correct.
Like Truman Show-esque.
Yes, in the cloud, but it's your vision. So like right now, if you recorded me looking at you, it would see my hand moving because I'm talking
to
my hand.
That could be very dangerous too, though.
Of course, it turned out to be dangerous in Black Mirror.
The more I'm thinking about that, you don't want that. You can't.
Does the good outweigh the bad, though?
I hope the good outweighs the bad.
So then isn't it worth it?
I don't know. And you can, how do you recall it, though? Like you push up a
button. I guess there's a button. You know, you go to the cloud and you say, okay, what day do I want to look at my visions from?
Oh, you do. Oh, yeah, it's dated.
Yeah, so now you're like, oh, January 2nd. Let's see what happened that day. Oh, look, I did. Oh, I got to get rid of this.
So I think the first thing I would do, I would go to January 31st on my birthday.
Okay.
On my actual birthday.
Oh, you're the birth?
Would
you see what you saw?
Yeah.
You don't want to see that, bro.
Yeah.
You want to see that?
Well, those are different times. You know, the Brazilian hadn't come into favor yet. So I might have thought I was lost in a forest. Get me out of here.
Don't pin this on me now, Craig. I said nothing. Nada.
Things have changed.
Zilch.
Times have changed.
Yes, they have.
Here's Sean in Pompton Plains. Shawnee, what's on your mind? What's up?
How we doing? Listen, my buddy right here, 9-year-old fan of yours, wanted to say something to you, but first time I've ever gotten to speak to you guys, so thanks for having our call.
How old is your 9-year-old?
He's... Well, what? Christian, go ahead and talk.
All right, so...
Hold on, time out. Don't we greet each other first? Hi, Christian. How you doing, buddy?
Hi, Carton. Hi, Roberts. I'm a big fan.
Okay, sounds good.
So you, instead of enjoying the,
he wanted to tell you that you had to go to the Costa
del Sol.
Costa del Sol in Spain, period, stop. If you're going to go anywhere, you need to go to Costa del Sol.
All right, let me put Christian back on the phone. Christian, what is your favorite part of Costa del Sol in Spain?
My dad says the women.
My kind of 9-year-old. Well, Sean, call me in 19 years, and we can go check it out together, okay?
Love it, man.
All right. Thanks for the call, guys. Appreciate it. That's see? That's a father-son relationship.
That's right.
There you go.
It's a family show.
You and Jet one day.
Oh, yes.
My dad says the women of Mexico are the finest women on the planet. Yes. There you have it. Of course, on Twitter right now, everyone is now using the photo of my beat up face from going over the handlebars down in Florida and hitting the cement, you know, to have fun at my expense.
As they should. Yeah, of course.
And what did I write? I go, I didn't think that by putting that photo out there, but of course, I got a sense of humor, so go right ahead. So let's see. So far, and listen, I appreciate other people trying to defend me on this. Don't. It's all right. Jeff Passan hits hard.
That's a good one. I like that one.
Please. Grab him right by the ears and swing him around the room. Let's see. Craig's bookie came to see him. Okay.
I knew that one was coming.
Not a problem. In quotes, I fell. Well, that's a domestic violence joke. That's a weak one, Tom.
Come on, Tom.
Tom, that's a weak one. Bring back Beningo. Okay.
He doesn't want to be brought back.
Matter of fact, that's actually an independent one. That's got nothing to do with the photograph at all. Sorry about that.
You have a nice shaped nose.
Yeah, someone said you have a nice shaped
nose. Well, my nose is broke. I broke my nose on that one. Yeah.
There's another bookie one. Okay.
I figured that. I didn't think of it when I put it out there, but as soon as the first one came in, I go, oh boy, here we go. But all good. You got to be able to laugh for yourself a little bit as well, so I have no problem with it.
You know,
trying to get a little more creative than making gambling references. I mean, it's out there. It's done.
You knew, but you
know. Yeah. Bravo. We could do better.
Was it Kung Pao Shrimp? Did you see that one?
No, but, you know.
Yeah.
What, I got karate kicked? We're making Chinese jokes now? Is that what's happening? Racist.
I did notice one thing, and I appreciate it.
Here's a good one.
What?
Francesca wanted his time shot back.
That's a good one. I didn't see that one.
Here's Joe in Jersey on the fan. Joseph, good afternoon. How are you?
What's going on, fellas?
What's up?
So, I am a father of five kids. I wanted to probably run away every single day of my life since COVID. So, I completely understand that.
Right.
But on the other side of things, I 100% agree with Craigie. If you do not write about baseball, you should not be deciding who can and cannot go into the Hall of Fame.
You know what it's weird about
it? You should ask a player. Yeah. Ask what they think next time you speak.
Joe, you know what's weird about it? And listen, there's 414 guys who vote, so clearly I'm not saying this about all of them. For some of the guys, you almost get the sense that there's like this weird God complex that they control and can dictate, you know, the future for the whatever amount of guys are eligible each year to get in. And that's what I think ranks people the wrong way sometimes,
Well,
too.
Look, I thought, and I like Tom Verducci, but I thought that video MLB Network produced was the most sanctimonious, arrogant thing I've ever seen. And I don't even blame Tom because he probably didn't put it together, but this whole, you hold the weight of history in your hands, that kind of fits what you're saying. But here's the big difference I have, probably with our last caller, but definitely with you. That's not on the individual to decide. That's on the Hall of Fame to decide. Don't tell the writer, you owe it to all of us to return your ballot. Give me a break.
I think some do.
I disagree. As long as you're given that right, you could take advantage of it. But that doesn't mean I don't agree with you that the system should change.
Yeah, there's multiple arguments in there.
Yes.
Yeah, we all agree that the system should have evolved as the media has evolved, this technology has evolved, as
absolutely
the manner in which the sport is covered
100%.
Has evolved. So we're on lockstep on that.
Now, do
we
me
all
a
agree
favor.
On that.
Do me a favor.
Yeah.
This is the first time I'm doing this to you. You've
Bernie
done it
Sanders
to me.
Sanders is now sitting on my shoulder.
Well, you knew that was coming, too.
So is a very large, well-endowed man.
that one. Tonight, when you get home after you're done boxing, and I want to thank Michael Fox on Twitter for giving the info.
All right.
Black Mirror, Season 1, Episode 3. Just watch it.
Season 1, Episode 3.
Season 1, Episode 3, Black Mirror. It's exactly what we're talking about, where you record everything.
All right, well, you have to remind me about that later, because I'm not going to remember.
You can't write it down?
No.
I
can write it down. Then I'll forget the piece of paper I wrote it on.
So what do I have to do? I have to nag you about it?
No, just text me tonight.
Yeah, but that's nagging. I don't want to nag you.
You're not nagging me. I'm asking you to do it.
Okay.
If you don't mind, I'm asking you to do it.
Half time of the Nets game, I'll do it.
Tommy finally got sick of you interrupting the top 5 at 5. Let's see. Someone slapped you in the face with a side of prosciutto.
I would have liked that, though.
Would you? That would have been good, actually. Does your broken nose hurt? Not now. This happened like 7 years ago. That's an old picture. I bet you that's 7? What year was this? 2020, 2021?
2021, yeah.
I bet you that's 5 or 6 years ago, that picture. That's why I'm a little thinner.
Mm.
You can actually see my jawline in that picture.
Yeah, you do.
I'm working to get that jawline back. Are you with me, Big Mac?
Getting your jawline back? I don't care.
Here's Pat and Merrick. Pat, good afternoon. How are you?
Hey, guys. What's happening?
What's up?
Hey, Evan, I do believe it's about the righties.
What do you mean?
Making about themselves. Because when you get guys like John Heyman that come on your radio station and tell you they're not voting for guys like Albert Bell because he wasn't a good guy, that totally defeats the purpose of them having a vote.
Well, I agree with you. The problem is this whole morals clause, which I don't buy. I mean, I would vote for someone if they're a Hall of Fame worthy player, but when you're dealing with 450 different individuals, they're going to have a different criteria and things that they're going to hold against players. Of course it's ridiculous. Who cares if Albert Bell was a bad guy to the media?
Is that what John Heyman said? That's why he didn't vote for Albert Bell when he was eligible?
In fairness, our argument with John over the years about Albert Bell seemed to evolve. I think at first he may have mentioned that. Then he started trying to argue it based on the merits. I don't even remember anymore why he didn't vote for Albert Bell.
But every John Heyman, there's a plethora of other guys who do the same exact thing.
Sure. Well, listen, we know for a fact that there are guys that are making decisions on morality when they're deciding whether or not to vote for guys eligible for the Hall of Fame and not making those decisions solely on, you know, the stats, the numbers, and who the guy was in the grand scheme of Look, the rest of the guys Craig, he performed against.
Craig, the problem is, even if you include what we both recommended, bloggers, broadcasters, the same thing's going to happen. Like, you're going to get a broadcaster who says, I didn't like that guy. I'm not voting for that guy.
Well, you know, Matt, I remember one of the biggest guys that happened to was...
Jim Rice?
Jim Rice was one, and there was another guy with the Orioles who I'm blocking on right now. But let's use Jim Rice. That, you know, there were writers who were not not afraid to say the guy was a jerk to me.
Right.
Every time I covered in one of his games, he was inaccessible, he was a bad guy, blah, 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 blah. This is my chance to get him back, that type of mentality. Now, you can't stop a guy from feeling that way. I guess you have to appreciate the honesty, but... If, you know, this is such a silly argument because we've been through it so many times. If you're making decisions on morality, half the Hall of Fame would be empty.
Of course.
Make decisions based on when the guy started his career to when he ended his career. How did he perform against his peers? A period. Stop. And by the way, Maggie, that's kind of mine.
Oh, she stole it from you?
I'm being told that that's being used in other day parts.
Oh, is that true?
You know, it's, I kind of have ownership of
that. Isn't that a compliment, though?
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, listen, is it a compliment that the morning guys still do Moment of the Day the way I invented it?
Is it?
I don't know.
I don't know. I'm asking you. Is that a compliment?
We couldn't change the manner in which we phrase it or say it. So is that a compliment? I don't know.
You know what? It is a compliment because think about this, Craig. To the contrary,
what
the middays do nothing that Joe and I used to do.
Well,
so clearly they're no caring about us. We're just dead.
There you go.
So, in other words, take it as a compliment. You left that kind of what's the word I'm looking for?
Mark.
Mm.
I left
on the mornings and even Maggie that they want to use some of the things that you do.
Even when they end the show, they end it the way I invented.
Hmm. So it's a compliment, right?
I guess.
The stay classy.
How's that?
Stay
morning show.
Yeah.
I was going to say, the midday show does what you guys used to do. Like, Joe, we can't thank you enough. And he would thank everybody. Moose does that.
We should end the show the way Mike used to eulogize people.
How's that?
You're not that good. You could have been better.
Horace Clark, you stunk. Rest in peace.
We'll come back tomorrow. Albert Bell's not the guy I'm thinking of. There's a guy on the Orioles.
Felt he was punished?
No, there was a, I remember, it's not my opinion on it, I remember reading a story about a, he may even be in the Hall of Fame now. There was a guy on the Orioles, and the story was, why isn't this guy getting in, you know, his first or second ballot? And the answer was something along the lines of, the writers don't like him personally.
The only one I could think of in that regard is Ed. No, he said Orioles. The only guy I was thinking of is Eddie Murray wasn't very popular.
I think Eddie Murray's the guy.
But I thought Eddie Murray got in right away. Did he have to wait to get in?
You'd have to tell me.
You know what? He may have waited 1 year. I think that may have been the case. We have to look that up because Eddie Murray, who was... Now, listen, he's an all-time great. He had 500 home runs. He had 3,000 hits. Very few guys can say that. Switch hitter,
Murray got in his first year on the ballot.
Yeah, so it wasn't him, but he had a reputation as not being nice to the media, but it didn't hurt him if he got it on the first ballot, which I figured he did because he had 3,000 hits and 500 home runs. I don't know who you're thinking of.
I'm cheating now because I'm reading this on Google.
Go ahead.
The question was, when Eddie Murray first became eligible, there were some writers who said, I won't vote for him but he ultimately got enough votes to get in. But there was a very public conversation of, do writers make it personal? And apparently there were some guys who did not vote for Eddie Murray
because
listen, I'm not arguing that he's a great player, but the guy he didn't treat me right.
Right.
He didn't talk to the press. He wasn't an autograph guy. And all these other things, you know. But he ultimately
got in right away. You know who that may have affected in a different way? Roberto Alomar because of the spit.
Sure. I'm sure that turned people
off. Because I think he got in on the second ballot, if I'm not mistaken. Not that that matters. If you get in, you get in. Who cares what ballot you're on?
Yeah, no one ever says to you, 20 years after you're a Hall of Famer, hey, by the way, which ballot did you get in on?
No, I'm already forgetting, honestly. Right. You're a Hall of Famer.
And let me tell you something. Every one of those guys, and I get it, they can't wait for the first time they sign their name and write H-O-F and the year.
Right.
They love it.
Of course.
As they should.
Great
as
honor,
they
man.
Should.
It's a great honor.
As they should. Yep. As they should.
As
they,
of course.
You think you'll be in the Radio Hall of Fame one day?
No.
Why not?
Why would I be?
Lengthy career in the number one market
but
in
is,
radio.
Am I a compiler? I mean, I don't know how it's
you would
rated.
Be the definition of compiler.
I've been compiling.
Evan Roberts, a beloved compiler.
Right. Will you make the Radio Hall of Fame?
Not anymore, I won't.
You think it's all gone now?
I think I've tarnished my legacy.
Yeah, but if we get to and have great success in Afternoon Drive, you would have pulled something off that's very rare in the industry.
Well, it's only been done once.
Which is, it's only been done once by Howard, right?
Yes.
Okay. Number one in mornings, number one in Afternoon Drive. So think about that for a second. If that's pulled off, you would join Howard Stern. That's like joining Babe Ruth. Oh, I did it again. We got a Babe reference.
Babe Ruth, there you go.
That's like, so you'd have to be a lock unless they treat you like Bonds. You think you're going to be treated like Bonds?
I don't know. I don't really think about it. I used to think about it, but then I figured I ruined it. So I don't think about it as much anymore.
So you're Bonds.
Because I remember, you know, Boomer got into the New York Broadcasters Hall of Fame.
Right.
And sent me a very nice note that I was partially responsible for him getting inducted because of the 10-year run we had here.
Of course.
But, I didn't get invited to that, but I was also in prison at the time. So I guess my invitation got lost in the mail.
Well.
I suppose. You know what the thing was? I actually felt bad for Gio. So at the induction ceremony, which I was clearly not at, but you know, people told me what happened. Boomer shared it with me.
Right.
They, I guess they put up a, like an introductory video of some of the highlights of your career as a broadcaster.
Right, right.
You know, unless you're only on radio without a TV deal or whatever. You know, they'd play audio, like your hits or whatever. And I guess the station has to provide it. So when they introduced Boomer, it was all Boomer and Carton stuff.
Right.
And Gio's sitting there like, oh, really?
I was going to say, was it all you saying something funny and Boomer laughing?
Yeah, pretty much. It was like a 3-minute Boomer laugh track.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's it. That's right. That's right. But he got in, so I'm happy for
that. That may be what I have to deal with. When you get in the Hall of Fame, it may be a Boomer and Carton laugh track.
It's about time Boomer got into a Hall of Fame.
Oh, that's, see, what? Why?
Why not?
Is that necessary?
What?
Is that necessary?
Well, Boomer's been taking some shots at me for my fandom of one Tom Brady.
Well, you deserve those shots.
Speaking of which, where's my jersey, Tommy?
Tomorrow.
It's here tomorrow?
I've been told tomorrow by the guys over at Fanatics. Yep.
Fanatics sending me a jersey.
I have to admit, last night, right before I went to bed, I was checking Twitter, and this guy made a really compelling case on why I should root for Tom Brady with you. And he hit me right where it counts. He whipped out the enemy of my enemy is my friend card and
I
said,
like that.
You know that Belichick hates Brady. You know Brady hates Belichick. Remember, Evan, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. I gave it thought. I thought about it as I showered.
Didn't
I was like,
this
is
because at the end of the day, who do you really dislike the most? You dislike the franchise that, you know, competes against your franchise.
Here's the
so
problem.
If you're going to list hatred,
okay,
it should go in a normal world.
I agree.
Patriots won, then Belichick.
I completely agree.
Then Brady.
Here's the problem. Here's the problem.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I walked past Zach Gelb, who works here, works at the CBS Sports
Zach
Network.
Gelb of the 3-hour monologues. Go ahead.
What does that mean? You don't like Zach Gelb's monologues now?
I do like Zach Gelb, but he's got to stop monologuing.
Now, you don't like monologuing?
I do not like monologuing.
You're making fun of me for monologuing, McMonagle for monologuing. What do you want?
I have an opinion, state the opinion, react to the opinion. Let's go.
Okay. Anyhow.
37-minute monologue. Right.
Well, I know it caused me to stay on hold for 51 minutes as I was trying to get through to
mock McMonagle. That's who was on
McMonagle.
The air when you tried to mock him?
No, it was C-Mac, not Gelb.
Oh.
The point is, Zach Gelb's a Patriot fan. And I asked him, I said, are you rooting for Brady? And he said, of course. That's the problem. Most Patriot fans are rooting for Tom Brady.
Zach Gelb's a Patriot fan?
Oh, yeah, big Patriot fan.
That's I'm calling him
obnoxious Patriot fan. No, he's a Patriot fan.
No.
You don't think he's a real Patriot
no,
fan?
No, I don't.
I've seen him in Patriot garb for like 12
that's
years.
That's just because he, hates his parents.
Oh, you think that's where it came from?
Yeah, he's rebelling.
Well, he's been rebelling for a while, man.
Well, because once you go in, you got to be all in.
So he's all in?
You can't come back. And by the way, what have the Jets given him to come back to anyway? You know what I mean?
But you just described Craig, you just described the fan.
No.
That's what you just described.
Trust me, Giants, Patriots, he was wearing a Phil Simms jersey. And probably had an Eli Manning a footsie pajamas on. 877-337-6666. Now this Eddie Murray thing, let me read this real quick. Maybe he was the second ballot, Evan.
Oh, maybe. Okay. It's amazing that he would be second ballot because he had 3,000 hits and 500 home
runs.
Eddie
Murray, the only switch hitter with 500 home runs and 3,000 hits, was elected to the Hall of Fame in his first year of eligibility.
Yeah, okay.
Gary Carter got in that year as well. Mm-hmm. They were the only two that got in. Yeah. All right? They're the only that particular year.
Right.
And that's, who the hell knows when that was?
2003.
Whatever you say.
And he got 85% of the vote. So he got in by a decent margin, but it's not like he got 90% of the vote. And again, 3,000 hits, 500 home runs.
You know, it's funny
the
when...
The media hurt him, though. You're right overall with your point.
Yeah.
The media didn't like Eddie Murray. Eddie Murray did not enjoy a relationship, a friendly relationship, with the John Haymans of the world. And I don't think there's any doubt that he lost votes because of that. You're right.
There was a good reason for that, too. He didn't trust a lot of the media.
Yeah, that's
exactly
right. Because
no one was there to have his back when he was dealing with racial slurs and being called names and this and that. So I get it completely.
And I'll say this, as a kid, and then my dad told me a story. He met Eddie Murray twice. Couldn't have been a nicer guy.
Just Eddie Murray.
That just because he wasn't talking to the media doesn't mean that he was mean to everyone. He wasn't like a mean guy.
How about this? Eddie Murray gets in, all right? On the day he's supposed to bury his sister.
Oh, wow.
And the media starts, calling and calling and calling. So he had to put out a statement. Unfortunately, I cannot speak with you today because of the passing of my younger sister, Tanya, after her long-fought battle with kidney disease. Although I dedicated my professional career to the game, I've dedicated my life to my family. Well, that's so well said.
Very well.
That is well said.
One thing about Eddie Murray, he was always a class dude.
The elation I feel by being recognized for my achievements on the field is overshadowed by the anguish of losing someone so dear to me.
It's heartbreaking.
That is poignant right there, boy.
No, it's heartbreaking.
Is he alive still?
Yes.
I'd like to talk to Eddie Murray.
You want Eddie Murray on?
I would like to have Eddie Murray on the show. He seems like a fascinating guy.
I heard a few interviews with him after, and he was great. That's why you can't judge just based on, he doesn't talk to the media that often. He doesn't talk to the local beat writers. Yeah. And like you said, he had his reasons for why there was a lack of trust with the
local. You know what's interesting?
Writers.
Like, I'm looking at this list from, I guess, 2003. Mm-hmm. And there's names on the list that, based on whenever it is that you grew up and maybe fell in love with baseball as a kid, for most of us, right? How you view a certain player. Like, I'm looking at the list right here, and I'm saying to myself, just as a fan, I don't want to discuss stats, just as my memory of the player and how big the guy was in my eyes as a kid. And I'm saying to myself, how did Steve Garvey only get 27% of the vote? Wasn't he like the greatest National League first baseman ever?
How do you want me to respond to that?
I know you're going to say no.
No, I'm going to say no. Well, I'm also going to say
that. But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I was too young to remember him as an active player. So all I know about Steve Garvey is what I've learned about
him. Sure,
and he's not the greatest first baseman in the history of the National League.
Like, Alan Trammell only got 14% of the vote. Don Mattingly only got 13% of the vote.
Yeah.
Like, what's wrong with you people? Because I remember things, based on how old you were.
Alan got in, by the way.
And how you idolized certain guys and looked up to certain guys, in your life.
Alan got in a couple years ago.
So
Veterans Committee.
Right, so that's what Curt Schilling wants. Alan Trammell in this particular year had 70 votes, 14%. And I'm sure he was very disappointed. So the Veterans Committee years later said, we're going to right what we perceive as a wrong.
Mm-hmm.
That Whitaker-Trammell, double play combination, was as good as anyone in the history of the sport. Like Tinkers to Evers
to
Chance.
Look at this. You know what team they played for?
Tinkers to Evers to Chance?
Yeah.
Yeah, who doesn't?
I'm just that curious.
Right. So we're on the same page.
It's okay. You don't have to say
no,
it.
No, I remember.
What team?
Okay, remember when, remember Whitaker? Sweet Lou Whitaker?
Yes.
And Alan Trammell, they played for the Detroit Tigers.
What team did Tinkers to Evers to Chance
play? Chicago.
There you go. Good
You're
for
welcome.
You.
I knew you knew. I know my
if
stuff.
If you knew Tinkers to Evers to Chance, I figured you knew that.
The only thing I don't know is the Rule 5 draft.
Exactly.
And according to bougie, egotistical Hall of Fame voters, that precludes me from having an opinion on anything baseball related. Okay.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
He wants to know how my hump day's
he
going.
He doesn't care about your hump day.
He asked me how my hump day is going.
He doesn't care.
Not as good as yours. Why wear a jacket and tie on a hammock?
Because he was just in Zoom meetings, silly.
Why wear a jacket and tie in Zoom meetings?
Because your body, your waist up is seen on
the
Zoom.
Yeah, but he's
got
the whole thing. Let's see if he responds to that.
He's not responding.
Why wouldn't he respond?
He tweets out stuff like this just to get attention, just to see
all the retweets. He doesn't respond to his
tweets? No.
Is he Colin Coward?
Yes.
Oh.
Go check. Go check his Twitter. Tell me if I'm wrong. He ain't responding to anybody.
I bet you he responds to me.
You think so?
Yes, I
do. Do you know A-Rod personally?
I do not. Never met him.
Have you? Oh, never met him?
Nope. Have never met Alex Rodriguez.
God, he will never go away. I thought when he retired, that was it. We're done with A-Rod. A-Rod, between trying to buy the Mets and being on ESPN and just always being around. Like, he's just always there.
I think he's going to respond to me.
No, he's not.
I feel like this is the day.
This is the day?
Yeah, I feel like this is the day that A-Rod's going to see my tweet and go, oh, it's a fair question. Let me answer, you know, Craig Carton today.
Check out his tweets over the last week. Every tweet is just him either tweeting a picture or him, you know, doing something to just about him, right? It's about A-Rod. He's not responding to anybody.
I bet you he responds.
No way.
By the way, he gave me his phone number to text him.
When was that?
Well, I'm not going to give it out loud.
No, when was that?
Right now, I'm looking at it.
No, he didn't.
Okay, he didn't.
Of course 305
he did. 690. I'm not going to give you the rest. Should I text him or no? All right, then. I'm going to text A-Rod right now.
How did he give you the
if
number?
If you could say something to A-Rod right now, what would you text him?
Go away.
Go away?
Yeah.
It's
That's
man.
What you would ask.
Thank you for 2009.
Jennifer
That's
Lopez.
Okay, hold on. Oh, let me write down the number here. 305-690.
Yeah, go away. What do you want to ask A-Rod?
He's engaged to Jennifer Lopez.
What's it like being with Jennifer?
That's your question?
I don't appreciate it.
Big Mac, what'd you say? Thanks for 2009.
Yes.
Can you, how about this, can you rock more casual looks, looks, going forward?
Go away.
Going forward. There you go.
Are you going to end it with the go away?
I'm not saying go away. If no A-Rod, New York wouldn't have a championship in two decades.
That was a long time ago. He doesn't play baseball anymore, man. He's horrible on the TV broadcast. He tried to buy the New York Mets. What a disaster that was.
He responded.
And what did he say?
Hey, it's Alex with a, he's making like a bicep muscle.
Right.
Incredibly excited to get in touch with you. How about that? I always look for the best ways to make genuine connections with people.
Ah, wait a second. He wrote all of that in the last 2.5 seconds?
How about that?
Yeah.
So click this link and tell me more about yourself. I think he wants to date me. Are things not going well with A-Rod and J-Lo right now? I'm going to click the link. I'll tell more about myself. This could be like the greatest Grindr moment of all time.
Yeah, maybe they're into that kind of thing. You know?
First name. Okay. Craig. Should I give him my last name? Yeah, why not?
Well, it's A-Rod. Doesn't he already know it?
I don't know. I never met him. Gender identity. Wow, there's so many answers here. Female, male, non-binary, prefer not to answer.
Prefer not to answer. Go with that.
Ah, I'm a guy. Male.
All right, fine.
He wants my birthday. Oh, I'm going to get a birthday gift. All right. 01-31. 1989.
Interesting.
Wait for that credit card he's going to ask for in a second.
City, New York.
Younger than me.
Hold on. There you go. New York.
You're not in New York. You're in Jersey.
Email optional. I'm not giving my email. It's too personal.
Yeah, don't do that.
All right, accept. There you go.
Have they asked for the credit card yet?
No credit card. A-Rod just wanted. Why are you so jealous?
I'm not jealous.
Alex Rodriguez wants to have a bond with me. I don't know if it's Tinder or whatever it is.
By you filling out a pamphlet?
And now he texted me again.
Pamphlet.
Look at
this.
What
do you say now?
He said, please save my contact card. Did he not?
He did. I can't see.
A-Rod. And he's listed as, by the way, tell me I'm lying.
I do see A-Rod.
And a 305 number, correct?
I do see that.
Thank you, sir.
Well, what does that prove?
Create new contact, A-Rod. Done. And it's a picture of him in a suit again for his avatar. All right, there you go. Now A-Rod and I are buddies.
Good
All
for right. you.
See, you never know. That's why you wake up every day thinking today's going to be the greatest day.
Is this really the greatest day for you?
Now I prayed last night.
Fake friends with A-Rod?
I prayed last night, and now look at the great day I'm having today.
What do you think is going to happen next now? You think you guys are going out for lunch?
Evan, anything could happen.
Zoom meetings together now?
The world is my oyster now.
You know, I noticed by looking closer at this picture, he's getting a little gray in the beard ski.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan, WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
And I'm walking on the mezzanine level after checking out the Boomer and Carton Grill. Mm-hmm. And there's a guy sitting all by himself drinking a beer. Sitting there like you and I would be sitting there. Nothing special about him. Paul McCartney.
I would have liked that very much.
Yeah, yes. Just normal dude.
Sitting just there by himself, a beer, drinking a beer?
Sitting by himself at one of those, like...
Would you have freaked out, C-Mac?
Yes.
Cocktail table,
that's like the
tops.
One...
Yeah?
What would you have said to him if you went over to him in a moment of quiet peace? What would you have said?
I don't know.
You don't have an answer?
Yeah, I kind of do, but I don't want to get too sappy. I would say something about my father.
You meant the world to me and my dad. We bonded over your music.
Yeah,
what you did with Wings was phenomenal.
Right. Love Ram. I would give him all the odds. So, no, but I would. I would say something like, you know, I lost my dad and my fondest memories of listening to your music. Thank you very
would
much.
Would you ask for a hug?
No, I wouldn't ask for a hug.
You wouldn't go in for that?
Why are you making him feel bad about loving Paul McCartney, him and his father?
No,
you and your father bonded over the supplemental draft in 2001, and he bonded with his dad over the
I get
the Beatles.
That. I'm thinking what I would do if I met someone that I idolized.
If I have
like
to interrupt,
that,
I apologize.
Fine. Yeah, go ahead.
Noah Syndergaard has just put the following out on Twitter 12 minutes ago. Something exciting coming.
Yeah.
And it's a picture of SpongeBob waiting.
Right.
Just following through the pages of a book, not paying attention.
What does it mean?
Waiting for
what
something.
What does it all mean, Craig? Tell me.
Something exciting
who's
coming.
Who's in the deal?
Now I know what it is.
What is it?
It's a topless video of him throwing pitches down in Florida somewhere.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's very likely to be something that would cause me, you, and most people listening to say, really? That's it? Like, it's not going to be Trevor Bauer. It's not going to be a contract extension. It's not going to be anything exciting like that. He's going to announce he's got a new sneaker coming out. He's going to announce, I've challenged Mr. Med into a boxing
he's
match.
He's not going to be ready to pitch to what, June, they're saying?
Sandy told us June. Yeah.
June, right? Yep. Which would be, that's like acquiring a free agent.
Oh, don't give me
that. At the deadline. Ooh, Noah Syndergaard.
You got to admit, it would be kind of sneaky smart to try to get him on an extension. Get him down.
Why?
Why? Because he's coming off Tommy John. You'll pay a lot less.
Why would you pay him anything?
It's a risk-reward.
I wouldn't give him an extension. He may not be able to pitch ever again.
Do you think that's the case?
I don't know. I know most guys do come back are able to pitch, but I don't
know. Craig, my only point is this. If Noah Syndergaard comes back in June, and let's say he's great, say he dominates, he's going to get paid next year. You'd agree with that. He's still relatively young. He's got a little bit of a track record.
Figure if he gets, what do you think, 12 starts?
Yeah.
15 maybe?
Trevor Bauer's about to get paid off 12 starts.
Yeah, which is crazy.
Okay, so you're with me. So if you said, look, we bank on the fact Noah is going to be great, you wouldn't try to get him on a low money kind of 3 or 4 year deal? I would take that risk.
I wouldn't do it today.
Oh, I would. I would take that risk, yeah.
That to me, that's that could be foolish money.
It
spent.
Could be brilliant.
How much money are you talking about? 3 years? What are you talking 15 per?
Yeah, what did Severino get, C-Mac, when they extended him before his injury? Do you remember?
I think it's $10 million a year. I think it was like 7 for 70.
So what I would look at is, be more than that, I would try to get him on a 3-year, let's say $13 million a year. He wouldn't do it, but that's what
I
would try to do.
3 for 39 before he throws a pitch.
Before he throws a pitch, yeah.
Well, listen, that's...
Oh, I would do it.
There's a lot of upside to it.
I'm a big fan
and
of that kind.
And it becomes very tradable if you had to trade it, if he's any good.
Well,
But he'd be pissed.
That was the Aaron Hicks contract. 4 for 40 with Severino. So
yeah, so $10
million a year. $10 million a year.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. That's what I would do.
He seems like the kind of guy that would be really pissed a year from now. Like if he was money good was killing it, he might come back and say, wah.
Too bad.
Don't you think?
Then why'd you sign the extension?
Well, there's two sides
and
of the coin.
I don't think Noah would do it because I think Noah's a confident guy.
So
I think
let me
Noah
ask you a
would
question.
Say, I want to pitch.
Do you think the exciting news coming, according to Syndergaard, is A, something totally about him?
Yes.
B, something about the team?
No.
Or C, something that has nothing to do with baseball?
I'm going to say something about him that no one will really care about.
Got it.
Like, it may be a joke. Hey, I'm challenging Mr. Met to a boxing match. It may be something, like, really good, like, charitable. I don't want to diminish that at all.
Okay.
But it's going to be something that's not what Met fans right now in his mentions are dreaming of. Because I think right now, Met fans are waiting on Bauer. That's, like, their focus. It's my focus. I'm a Met fan. I know what it's like.
Okay.
I think that's
You don't think Syndergaard's breaking the Bauer story, do you?
I'm not saying he
is. You think it's more about him, something that's totally Syndergaard related.
And he's needling because he knows that's what Met fans are thinking about.
Right.
I don't believe it's an extension at all. I was just merely making a baseball point to you that I would take that gamble. Right. I would. I've always said that. I'm a big fan of stuff like that.
Here's Mark in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. Mark, good afternoon. How are you? Hi, Mark.
All right.
Here's Hondo. Oh, sorry. Just tell Mark to call right back. We'll put you right on. Don't worry. We'll stay till 8 o'clock if we have to.
Really?
Hondo's in Yonkers. Hondo, what's up?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Good.
Good.
Great. Good luck on the GA. You have some good work.
Thank you.
Very, very serious.
I wish I could hear more of what you had to say.
Okay. Yeah, this one's for Evan. Evan, I'm equipping the Mets offseason to your fantasy baseball.
I apologize. Your phone's just shot.
I don't know what he said. Something about the Met offseason?
I don't know.
I don't know what he said.
Couldn't really understand.
Yeah, I can't answer
it. I wish
it.
I could because I'm sure it was very valuable.
0-2.
Here's Mark in Cherry Hill. Mark, good afternoon.
Hey, Craig. How are you doing? Hey, Evan.
How are you?
First time, long time.
All right. Thank you.
I haven't called the station ever. I've been listening since 1990. I'm a 40-year-old diehard Mets fan like Evan.
Nice.
I hope Craig will turn the Met way. We don't know about that. I guess we'll find out when that date comes.
It's coming up March 31st. We're preparing the balloons now.
All righty. Well, you know, depending on your response to what I'm going to propose the Mets do right now will be if you're a true Met fan.
Wow.
Here we go. You ready?
Wow. Go.
Here we go. Evan, you're the diehard Arenado guy. You wanted him in the beginning. And I feel like you think, and I don't blame you, that since we got Lindor in a trade, it's too much to ask the Mets to make another crazy trade.
Right.
But this is unique. This is unique in that you have a guy here that the Rockies want to dump. They don't want to pay him $35
million. Right.
I have the perfect trade, which would help the Mets. And this trade I thought of over the weekend before they were willing to go in on Bauer because it would keep them under the threshold for this year.
Right.
They go ahead, they take Familia, they take Davis, who now becomes useless. That's $14 million this year together.
Okay.
And they take Cano, which is only 1 year for the Rockies to pay next year, which is $22 million.
Okay.
And now they go ahead and take on Arenado instead of Bauer, who I like Bauer, by the way. If they take Bauer, they're very happy. But this one gives them the best defensive and offensive team.
Wait, so you're giving the Rockies J.D. Davis, Jairus Familia, and Robbie Cano? I don't know if that's going to be enough.
No, Evan, look at all the reports. It sounds crazy, but you look at the Rockies. They have 6 years left of $35 million. No one wants to touch that contract.
Okay.
Except the Mets can afford it, and the Rockies would be on the hook for those other two.
Look, Nolan Arenado is a tremendous, tremendous baseball player. And all I said a few weeks ago was Lindor versus Arenado. I think Arenado's a better player. Doesn't mean I'm not excited about Lindor. It just means I would have preferred Nolan Arenado. I don't know how realistic that is. He's making $35 million a year, and if he doesn't opt out, which I'm not sure he ever will, you've got him locked in for the next 6 years. I just don't know budget-wise. Are the Mets thinking of giving Lindor $300 million? Are they thinking of signing Conforto for $150
million? Well, let me ask you a question.
I don't know.
If you had a choice, would you rather have Arenado as a Met, or would you rather have Trevor Bauer as a Met?
I mean, Arenado is better, but I also love the idea of building a mega pitching staff. I don't have to give anything up for Trevor Bauer.
Well, J.D. Davis is gone. We know that.
Yeah.
The way they talk about him.
Is he gone? Who's going to play third base then?
Well, you get a third baseman.
You know what I'd like right now?
No, again.
No, sorry.
I gave it to you. I thought I laid it out pretty simply. You have a choice right now because the money is going to be very close. And the money they didn't spend on Springer in hand.
Right.
Again, forget about who you have to include in a trade. Let's just assume they could figure that out.
Nolan Arenado.
Would you sign up for Arenado's contract or not?
I think Arenado is so good that even though the pitching thing is more appealing, sure. I think Nolan Arenado is so good
right.
as a platinum glove defensive third baseman, as a guy who I still think has a few more big-time offensive years left in him. Yeah, I'd answer Nolan Arenado. See, I
so they
it.
Pulled off Lindor without us knowing about it.
Now, that'd be something.
We said this the other day.
That'd be something.
$38 million was what they were ready to spend on Hand
mm-hmm.
and on Springer.
Springer, right.
They didn't spend that money. It is not just logical, it is factual that they will now pivot and you look to spend that type of money elsewhere before the season starts. Now, there's a chance that the Jarrett Porter stuff may have made them a little less hot to trot on Trevor Bauer. I don't right. know that to be factual, but it's possible that they're hearing, you know, what people are talking about in the chat rooms and this and that about Trevor Bauer's bullying
right.
on social media, which he has done, which he's apologized for, but he clearly has done it. There's a track record of it.
Mm-hmm.
He's also not a guy that has had 5 years of, oh my God, this might be one of the best pitchers in baseball, but he's had a couple.
Arenado.
I'm and sorry, then you have a guy who's the best third baseman in baseball.
No, it's, the more I think about it, it's not even, I thought about it. It's Nolan Arenado for two reasons. I do agree with our last caller that the Rockies would have to take back some contracts, which offsets the fact that Nolan makes $35 million a year, and he's just better.
Like, okay.
I love pitching. Give me that mega rotation. Nolan Arenado is one of the 10 best players in baseball. Trevor Bauer is a pitcher who I'm high on, who I think will be good the next 3 or 4 years, but there's questions to that.
Yep.
I am not concerned about Arenado leaving Colorado. I'm not concerned about Arenado being 30-31. So,
and remember the reports that came out 6 weeks ago?
Yeah.
And what was that report? We asked Sandy Olsen about it. That Colorado specifically reached out to the New York Mets
yeah.
and said, hey, are you interested? Now, what's amazing about that story is it kind of just disappeared because
yeah.
the Mets got Lindor.
And Arenado rumors have disappeared too, Craig.
Yep.
They're not even around anymore. If, like, you don't hear anything about him.
If Sandy Alderson pulled off getting Nolan Arenado.
And Lindor in the same offseason.
Sheesh. You have the best left side of an infield that's played baseball in a very long time.
And you know what? As far as center field's concerned, it don't. You could bring back Juan Ligueras at this point for defense. Like, it's not... You'll live because that lineup would be that good.
That's why Nimmo's praying that it happens.
Sure.
Yeah. Every day starting center field for the New York
Nolan
Mets.
Nolan Arenado. Yeah, I mean, I just don't know where the Rockies are right now. I think our...
They're in Colorado.
Thank you. I think our brain cells tell us, come on, he's making $35 million a year. They want to move him. Because he also has an opt-out, which we have to keep in mind. But I also just don't think at 31 years old in the climate baseball's in right now that Nolan Arenado is going to walk away from 5 years at $30 million a year.
Okay, so let me ask you this question.
I find that tough to believe.
Yeah, you're Mr. Met right now. J.D. Davis, Robbie Cano, Pete Alonso.
No. Why'd you get Pete Alonso involved?
I'm trying to sweeten the pot.
No.
Why not?
Because I don't have to. That's the reason. I don't have to. It's not because I wouldn't do it or he's not as good. It has nothing to do with that. I don't have to. This makes me think of an argument I had with Mike once. Mike's like, would you trade Jose Reyes for Johan Santana? I said, no. He's like, you're an idiot. Santana's one of the best pitchers in baseball. I said, no. I don't have to. And I was right. They didn't have to. So I don't have to.
Okay.
If the Rockies are trading Nolan Arenado, I don't have to trade them Pete Alonso.
Dom Smith.
I don't have to. Nope.
So you wouldn't do that?
I don't have to.
Jeff McNeil.
I don't have to. Keep trying. J.D. Davis and I will have to give them prospects. I understand.
You have to give them something. Right?
No, I'm giving them J.D. Davis.
It ain't just going to be J.D. Davis and Robbie Cano.
I said that to our obviously.
Right.
But I think that's the question. Like, how much do you truly have to give? The one thing that surprised us about Lindor, I think most of us, is the Mets didn't give up that much.
No.
I think the same may be to the more extreme with Arenado. He's older than Lindor. He's got a potential long-term deal of making $35 million a year, and there are going to be teams that wonder about Coors Field.
Listen,
I'm not worried.
I think the sure thing that Arenado is as a player over the wild card that Trevor Bauer is on the field and off the field.
I answered it.
I think it's a no-brainer.
What?
I think it's Nolan Arenado all day.
In fairness, when you asked me the question, I gave it some thought.
Well, I appreciate that.
I answered Nolan Arenado, and now, what are we, 5 minutes later? Yeah.
Now you're emboldened by your thought.
I'm emboldened by it. Sometimes I have second thoughts. I say, well, let me give this more thought. But I am emboldened by Nolan. Sometimes it's simple. You don't have to get it too complicated. Mm. Nolan Arenado is much better at what he does than Trevor Bauer is at what he does. As much as I'd love that pitching staff look.
Yeah.
I mean, you have a chance to get the best third baseman in baseball.
Would you give up J.D. Davis and Noah Syndergaard?
I don't have to. Nor would the Rockies want him out of contract year of Tommy John.
Wouldn't that be funny if that was Syndergaard's big news?
That's his big news. Imagine that in the contract year of Tommy John. I'm going to Coors Field, everybody. I'll see y'all later.
Yeah, right.
Now, it wouldn't have to be that. That's my reasoning. It's not, I wouldn't do it. It doesn't have to be that. You would have to, in all seriousness, I think they would have to take a contract back, whether it's Cano or Familia. You'd have to give him J.D. Davis. And I think you're talking about two or three good prospects. Doesn't have to even necessarily be the greatest prospects. Because, again, what's the market for him? But it's not going to have to be Dom Smith. It's not going to have to be Pete Alonso. It's not going to have to be that. What are you laughing about, Chuckles?
I'm laughing that Andrew Martian and Brian Costello can't help themselves.
What happened now?
What? How many hours ago did I put out the A-Rod sitting on the hammock thing? At least a couple hours ago, right?
Yeah.
So now they're in on it. Now we see it. So Martian puts out that he gives A-Rod 5 for 5 on his clicker meter. And then Brian Costello writes, hey, Andrew, is he on a hammock?
Pathetic.
Trolling.
They are your enemies right now.
I mean, just so stupid.
Who do you dislike more, Brian Costello or Andrew Martian?
Listen, they both follow me.
Okay, but which one do you dislike?
I don't think Costello does. He may not.
Which one right now are you more? I don't want to say dislike.
I'm not
the
one that I find it comical.
Which one do you,
I think they're both good at what they do.
Oh, nice. Look at that.
I just think it's funny. You know, a little late to the party, boys.
Hey, by the way.
What?
By the way, yeah. I just checked in on the Bonds poll on Twitter.
Yeah.
He is sinking like a ship. It's not even close.
No, you don't sink like a ship. You sink like a rock.
Thank you. Can I try that again? Hey, Craig, I just checked the Barry Bonds poll on Twitter. Would you vote for Bonds in the Hall of Fame? Maybe you need 75%.
Yeah.
He's sinking like a rock.
Yeah.
I was thinking of the Titanic, but I didn't want to say it because I feel bad.
Titanic sank like a rock.
Yeah.
It didn't sink like a ship.
I don't like mentioning the Titanic.
Why?
A lot of people died.
You knew somebody on it?
Well, too soon.
It's almost like it never even happened.
No, it happened.
Well, not really.
A lot of people died, man.
It's too soon.
It's
a terrible tragedy.
We don't mock Titanic. We don't mock
Pearl Harbor. Well, because the movie.
No, it's not the movie. It's because it's an event.
Please don't compare the Titanic to Pearl Harbor.
I'm not comparing it. I'm saying we don't mock events where people died.
Do we mock
the Civil War? Are we mocking Gettysburg? You having a chuckle over that? You think Bay of Pigs is funny?
Bay of Pigs.
It ain't funny.
Bay of Pigs isn't anywhere close to the Civil War, Pearl Harbor, or the Titanic.
People died.
The Bay of Pigs?
People died. What a mess up that was by Kennedy.
Oh, here we go.
That was just... What are we doing? Craig, what are we doing?
We're not doing anything. We're not comparing the Titanic to Pearl Harbor. Please.
Okay.
Take that back.
I'm comparing any sad event. I'm saying let's not mock it. We're not mocking the Civil War, are we? We mocking
that? I don't know.
We mocking deaths?
We mock the people that dress up like, you know, revolutionary soldiers.
Well, that's them.
And go out and have fake fights in, you know. No,
we mock,
we mock Civil War reenactors, don't we?
Do we? But we don't mock Titanic.
Well, we do kind of.
By saying it sunk like Titanic, I feel bad. I don't want to do it.
That's it. Don't do it.
Okay. Well, I'm
not. How about the Lusitania? Is that better for you?
No.
Prefer that?
No.
A German U-boat which sank the Lusitania?
No, I don't.
It's okay to mock that?
No, I'm not. Am I a Semite? Am I? Shut up. What was I saying? Oh, yeah. So Barry Bonds' Hall of Fame candidacy on our Twitter poll has sunk
like
a rock.
There you go.
He is at 70% yes, 30% no. You need 75% to get into the Hall of Fame.
Well, the listeners have another 35 minutes to speak on Barry Bonds.
Stop the count. It's over.
877-337-6666.
How about that? And I disagree with them. But here's the reminder. Here's the lesson here, Craig.
Yeah.
75% is a big number.
As it should be.
That's all I'm saying.
As it should be. You're talking about immortality.
My point is, shouldn't
immortality come at a big number?
I'm not complaining. I agree with you, but that's how difficult it is. That's why when you say or anyone says, I can't believe they didn't elect anybody, you need 75% of the vote. We just gave the people on Twitter Barry freaking Bonds, and they said, no.
By the way, did you see that there's new COVID-19 tests? But rather than do a nasal swab or a blood test. It's a different type of swab.
You want to tell me the swab?
Tushy.
No.
Yeah.
No.
You wouldn't say yes to that?
No.
Yeah, it's a, they're testing a new rectal swab.
Why, Craig?
As opposed to a nasal swab.
Why?
I would prefer that one.
Which one, the tushy or the nose?
The tush.
Why?
Because that thing jammed up your nose. Have you ever had that done?
I have had six times.
Yeah, I don't like it.
I don't like
it
either.
It's really uncomfortable. It like, makes me choke.
Okay, what do you think the other end
of I don't mind that. It's like when you were a kid and you used to get the thermometer.
When's the last time you had that?
It's been a long time.
Okay.
Long
time. Do you think it may be different now as a 36-year-old man?
But I feel like you feel like, you know, I don't know.
I know. Not good.
I think I'd sign up for that.
No.
Well, Big Man, how about you? Nasal or tushy?
See, I think the tushy is just the same amount of bothersome.
No,
it's the,
no,
it's
less.
It's probably less. More. I agree with that, but no, it's more the indignity. I don't want to have to have someone swipe.
Nothing,
like if
no
it was
indignity.
If they send it to your house and I can choose which one, then it's up for debate. But if
is
I got
it?
A ghost,
But how do you do it yourself?
Well, you'd have to have your wife do it.
Okay, so.
Well, not really. Why?
Well, I guess you could do it in theory. You could.
Why couldn't I do it?
You're
in
not
theory.
Doing it.
We
if
do
you
other things that we clean ourselves
clean
down there
the
without
shower.
Anybody.
It's different. It's completely different.
I don't need anybody's help with that.
You're not doing it.
No, I appreciate what C-Mac's saying. You could do it yourself if you had to. Yeah.
I don't think so.
But I don't want to go somewhere and have someone up in there.
When you get to a certain age, you're going to have
that's different.
You know, your thingy checked. What's
well,
it called?
Your
prostate?
Prostate.
Your
well,
that's
you have
quick.
To do that for health.
So this could be for health.
I mean,
but you have
health.
Options. If they can check, I can walk into an office and they go up my nose and check my prostate, I'd sign up for that.
I would sign up for the rectal swab in a minute. I'd go twice.
Twice? Why?
To make sure they got it.
You had so much fun the first time.
Why are you here, Doc? I told you what I told you what to tell the doctor when you go for your your prostate check.
Yes.
You gotta earn that copay, Doc. You put my pants down. That's right. I'm not messing around. Yeah, but that's a true story.
I know that's
they
crazy.
Are tested a whole new type
Why,
of swabbing.
I think the nose thing is fine.
Because it's more accurate. In the story I read, it said
it's
could
more
be
accurate.
More accurate.
Why would it be more accurate?
I don't know.
Why not make what we already have more accurate? How about that?
Well, they're trying to find the best ways to make it more accurate.
They're trying to make it more accurate by using a different orifice.
Yeah, try saliva, which they have. Try the nose. Even a blood test. Why would you want to go up there? I don't want that. I'm signing up.
I'm in.
If it saves lives and gets better testing and quicker testing, then we should all bend over and for America.
That's right.
Bend over for America.
Bend
is that going to be your
slogan
when you run for office?
Bend over for America.
C-Mac 2032. Bend over for America.
Yeah. Well, that's what they're talking about. So if you read it on the news tonight, you know where you heard it. And you can decide for yourself. You either want a cotton swab up your schnoz or back door. I'd go back door.
Schnoz.
877-337-6666. Tommy just had a flashback to a rave party back in 2006.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.